Just spent a little No Shave November there.
Yeah. Coming off tonight. A little bittersweet. I think I'm ready to shave it, though. I've had enough.
Good.
You like it? Mm-hmm. Thanks, Frank.
Why I shave it?
It's the end of November. Coach said I have till the first, so.
Coach's role?
Yeah.
Taking off?
Yeah.
Did you win the beard growing award on the team?
Or? Yeah, I think so. Anybody Everyone else was sort of brutal, I think. No one really made it, honestly. I think Grammer has a mustache. That's about it.
You guys are kind of moving on a non-conference in the Big Ten play. A lot of close games with Ohio State. What challenge do they present for you guys?
Yeah, you know, I think Ohio State always has a fast team. They're always got quick forwards that, you know, put pressure on us defense back there. You know, we need to be sharp, got to make strong plays with the puck. Otherwise, they're going to create offense from our mistakes, I think. So I think we just need to be sharp this weekend and break pucks out of our own zone pretty quickly.
Mean much going into conference play now? I mean, is there any different mindset in the way you guys are approaching these games?
You know, I mean, I don't think so. Obviously, you know, there's 3 points on the line every night now, but I think non-conference play is just as important this time or these days. You know, I mean, we need to go into every game trying to win and doing whatever we can to get out of there with a W.
That'll bring 3 of the top 4 scorers in the league as a defenseman. Thinking about those guys coming down?
Yeah, you know, I think definitely as a D all the time, but whatever team you're playing, you always got to be aware of, you know, their best players and their best line, that kind of stuff. And so obviously we're going to be aware of those players when they're out there and make sure we're, you know, making hard plays, maybe be a little stronger with the puck and just make sure you get pucks out when they're out there. You always got to be aware and make sure, try not to let their best players hurt us.
Had one of the stronger non-conference schedules among the Big Ten teams. How has this group of teams kind of prepared you for the conference schedule?
Yeah, you know, I think we've always sort of had a pretty tough non-conference schedule. I mean, you know, we play a lot of the in-state teams non-conference, and they're always good competition and good rivalries, you know. So I think experiencing that, especially for some of the younger guys we have, is important, you know, going into conference play. They got their feet wet a little, and now we're ready to go for the home stretch.
Past few weekends, it's been a little tale of Friday night struggles, coming back, bouncing back on Saturday. What do you need to do as a team to kind of just even that out on Friday?
I mean, I wish I knew. You know, obviously we would have changed it already, but I think we just need to go into Friday and have confidence. You know, just do whatever we can and know that I think we've been in the games Friday and just sort of fell apart towards the end. I think we need to just stick with it for a whole 60 minutes and just keep that in our head.
Eric Sherwin was Mr. Consistency last year, not quite so much this year. How are you guys addressing that in the room? Are you talking to him? What kind of thought process is going through on his ups and downs?
Yeah, you know, I think we're just sticking with him. You know, we know he's a great goalie and we know he's going to find his stride. We just hope it's sooner than later, you know, and I think we just need to keep supporting him as a group and as defensemen. Got to know that he's going to bail us out a lot, so we need to get down and block some shots for him, you know, too. I mean, it's a team game. We all got to be there. It's on all of us, not just one person, you know. I mean, we all mess up creating a chance for them. So, I mean, I think we just need to stick together and keep supporting them.
All good. Thanks, Jake. Thanks, guys.